What else does excess salt do to the brain and other tissues? The brain and heart are examples of excitable tissues. That is, they are made of cells that change their characteristics when electrically stimulated. Nerves can generate their own electric charge. Unlike the current that flows through a wire, however, the current flowing through nerves is carried by electrolytes, such as sodium, potassium, and calcium. If sodium or potassium levels in the fluid-filled spaces around cells become abnormally high, the nerves become unstable and are likely to fire off an electrical impulse even when they are unstimulated. If impulses fire off randomly, the entire signaling process of the heart and brain becomes erratic and uncoordinated. As you might imagine, this can have lethal consequences. If the heart cells, for example, are getting impulses at the wrong times, the heart may beat before it has a chance to fill with blood, a condition that can be rapidly fatal. Not surprisingly, there are numerous mechanisms in place to maintain a sodium, potassium, and water balance in virtually all animals, ourselves included. As long as we drink enough water and stay away from too many French fries and pepperoni pizzas, brain and heart cell shrinkage is usually not a problem for terrestrial animals like ourselves. A good way to appreciate the need to balance salt and water in our bodies is to examine the problems encountered by animals that have to live in the stuff. For a fish in the ocean, the problem of keeping proper salt and water levels in the blood is much greater than it is for animals like ourselves. And, unlikely though it may seem, the problem stems not from a need for either salt or water, but for oxygen. Getting oxygen from water. What does oxygen have to do with salt and water balance? Like all animals, fish need oxygen to survive. Oxygen helps provide the energy needed.